Tanto Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Gentle Art of Fortune Hunting by K.J. Charles. Narrated by Cornell Collins. Prologue. Brother and sister, pretty as a picture. They walked through Hyde Park together, Miss Marianne Loxley on the arm of her brother. It was early October, before the season had truly started, but near enough that other gentlemen and ladies were promenading. One should take advantage of the fine weather after all. Miss Loxley was taking advantage in full. Her lovely face was delightfully framed by a coquettish bonnet, and her new walking dress flattered her buxom figure, suggesting charms without displaying them too obviously. She was statuesque in build and fashionably dark. Her brother stood barely an inch taller, and was much lighter in colouring, with hazel eyes to her deep brown, and honey-coloured hair to her mahogany. Mr. Robin Loxley was as smart as his sister, in close-fitting pantaloons and a waistcoat of sober pattern but cheerful hue, and, like her, blessed with striking good looks. Two attractive, elegant, well-turned-out young people walking in Hyde Park. What could be more pleasant? As such, they received a number of glances, though no greetings. They were strangers to London, but if they felt isolated in the great metropolis, there was no sign of it in their bearing. Robin walked with a confident gait. Marianne looked around with unaffected pleasure. She seemed content in her brother's company and quite unaware of the many admiring masculine looks that came her way. Brother and sister, pretty as a picture. Marianne smiled at Robin and murmured, "There's a man following us. You or me?"
"Me, you fool. If I talk to him, you could try for his pocketbook."
Robin prodded the rounded arm that lay through his in a playful manner.
"Don't tempt me. We've got exactly £3.07 left, and he's annoying me."
"Doing what?"
"Existing."
"The bastard. Look, there's no need to rush. We've got plenty of clothes, some of them paid for, and rent's not due for 6 days. I'll play tonight." Marianne heaved a pretty sigh.
"You'd better win."
They exchanged looks of glowing mutual affection for the benefit of watchers and strolled on.
"What do you think?"
Marianne asked after a few moments' contemplation of the duck pond.
"Group of women over there."
Robin followed her gaze and saw three well-dressed young ladies with an older companion walking behind.
"They'll do. Drop an earring? Teach your grandmother to suck eggs."
Brother and sister made their casual way along a loop of path that would bring them up to the young ladies, where Marianne gasped and clutched an earlobe.
"Oh, my earring, Robin, I think it fell. Oh, how very kind you are. Thank you. I was so afraid I had lost it. It was Robin's birthday gift to me. My brother, Robin Loxley, and I'm Marianne. Delighted to meet you. No, we're quite new in London."
Robin stood back smiling as Marianne struck up the acquaintance, bowing to their guardian companion and looking on the young ladies with a respectful admiration that was sufficiently modest as to be flattering, yet give no offence. They'd been preparing the ground for 2 days already and would be doing it again and again for the next weeks, in the haberdashers and bookshops and tailors, at theatres and at tattershalls, assemblies and coffee houses. By the time the season began, plenty of people would recognize the well-mannered Loxleys, friendly but not encroaching, up from the country, modest but so charming. They would have dinner invitations. They would find their way into parties. They would slide into the notice of the lower upper 10,000 without anyone quite knowing how they'd got there. And then the hunt would begin. Chapter 1. Sir John Hartlebury surveyed the ballroom with a jaundiced eye and wondered how soon he could leave.
"There,"
Miss Edwina Blaine said through a fixed
Sample complete. Ready to continue?